Walt up to the road range. We are back. I just read something funny. Let me get to the phones, and it is golfer Steve on line one. Steve, how are you? Good to have you.
Hey, Walt. How you doing?
Good,
I just
Steve.
Wanted to get in about the Open starting tomorrow. I don't know if you've mentioned it in the show yet, but it's one of my favorite tournaments, probably right behind the Masters. I think it takes all elements of the game to win that championship. It really depends on first in the start of the tournament on Thursday, what kind of draw you get based on the weather, based on the winds and the rain, and also I've got two picks that I'd like to give out, and then my first pick would be
get to that, Steve, let me just double down on something you just said. I actually think I like the British Open more than the Masters. Is that sacrilegious? I really enjoy the British Open. Now, I like this year's U.S. Open because of the degree of difficulty, and I like that. I like to see pros play like me when I did play.
As far as the difficulty, especially if you drive in one of the pot bunkers, it can be a 3-4 shot penalty because you may have to hit it out sideways or go directly backwards, or you could hit the lip and it might come right back down to your feet. So, that's another difficulty of the course.
Yeah, and I've always enjoyed watching the British Open. I think that it takes you to a different world and a different way of playing golf and courses the likes of which we don't see here.
Played on the ground, bumps and runs. And
yeah.
You can putt it from 30 yards off the green.
Yep.
And, pick your lines that way. But as far as my picks go, I got two, one American and one European. For the European side, I'm going to go with Tommy Fleetwood. He had a close call at the Travelers. He bogeyed the last hole to lose to Keegan Bradley. So I think he hasn't won on the PGA Tour yet. I think it's maybe his time, and he's played some good golf this year. And for the American, I'm going to go with a wild card. I'm going to say Ricky Fowler. He's only played, this will be his second major of the year. He tied for seventh at Memorial to get in to qualify for the Open. So I'm going to pick him to kind of make a wild pick.
Now, Steve, last time out, I think you proved very accurate and in what you said and in the players that you chose. Why, other than what you just said, why Ricky Fowler at this point? I mean, it seems like the whole world has sort of given up on Fowler at this point. Why Fowler?
I just think he's excited to get into a major this year and being only a second one. And, he had a decent showing at the John Deere.
Okay.
Not really playing all that good, but I don't know.
That's your gut feel on that one.
Just my gut feeling.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Sometimes gut feel is what proves to be the most accurate. I like it, Steve. Well done. I actually need to make my picks. I haven't made any picks. I need to think about it, and I need to do it before tomorrow. I may just post it on Twitter tonight. I need a few more hours to think about it. It's a good job, Steve.
That alarm clock for 1:35 a.m. that'll be on the first tee.
That's right. That's exactly right. I got to remember that too. Yeah, 100%, Steve. Thank you very much. Yeah, you got to remember that time change. That's That's like 1:35 a.m. is normally right in my wheelhouse. I don't need to set any alarm. You know. Should I tell this story, Ramona? This is a weird story.
I don't know what story you mean.
This is a weird story. It's just about an alarm clock. And I've only spoken to one other person in my life who's told me that they do this. I would love for somebody. We have, you know, we have professionals and amateurs and everything, Ramona, listening, you know, every field of expertise. Explain this to me, Ramona. Explain how this is, okay? I never need an alarm clock. Never. If I think about a time before I go to sleep, any time, I wake up at that exact second. I don't mean like within 10 minutes. I mean like if I like say to myself before I go to sleep that I want to wake up at 7:37 in the morning, I wake up at exactly 7:37. Exactly.
I have no idea how that would be.
I don't either. I've never spoken to anybody who has any expertise in this. I can't. It makes no logical sense, but basically I do it every day. And any time, any random time, any arbitrary time, it doesn't matter what time it is, if I just think about it, I wake up at that time. And I mean exactly that time. Exactly that time. Every day. I mean, just for example, like the last 3 days, I've had reasons I had to get up. I get up exactly the time that I thought about waking up before I went to sleep. I've always wondered about this. I mean, I have no idea how it can be. None. I mean, I don't know if there's anybody who can even answer that. I don't even know if there's any expert that can even answer that. I mean, it doesn't seem possible. It seems like that could not be. How could I possibly track time while I sleep? You know what I mean? But I do. It's like the singular weirdest thing about me, that
I don't know.
You may have some other singular.
I'm sorry. You
may
you
have a
said
list.
That right when I was supposed to answer you. I'm like, oh my God, I'm gonna laugh right in the microphone. At least you know.
Yeah. Oh no, I knew. I sort of set that up on a tee. I knew.
I don't know out of my mouth. I'm like, I don't know.
But it's just really, really odd. What is this? Where'd it go? Where'd it go? I just clicked on something and it just vanished.
Is somebody answering you?
Yes. Walt, I'm with you. I'm 58, never use an alarm clock. I'm always early for everything. My dad was the same way. See, but let me ask you further. Is it the exact same? I mean, like I said, I can pick any random time. And I don't need to like sit there and like drum this into my head or anything. I just need to think about it 1 second. Like if tomorrow, which I don't want to, but if tomorrow I wanted to wake up at 7:33 a.m., just before I go to sleep, I just think 7:33 a.m. And then at 7:33 a.m. exactly, I will wake up, I will look at my clock, and it says 7:33. Every single time. Not like most of the time, every single time. Dexter said, Walt is part alien. Proven. Dexter said, Rain Man. It's funny. Dexter said, Walt, I have awakened at weird times like 5:13 a.m. for consecutive days. It's so weird, I don't even use an alarm. So maybe there are the people. Do you know the only other person, Ramona, I've ever spoken to who said that she does the exact same thing as Allie Haley.
Really? Allie can do that?
Allie told me that she does the exact same thing.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's just strange. She said, do you do wake-up calls? That's funny. Uh-huh. All right. I have a lot I want to get to. And one of the things that's on the agenda is I've been wanting to talk. Oh, Ramona, before we do that, because I've had people ask me, and because I've been meaning to do it anyway, and we haven't done it yet, I want to go back to the SEC quarterback rankings and take a look at those and what we did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that why you're pointing at me?
Yeah. Yeah, that.
Okay.
Texted, sounds like your serial killer trait.
It does sound a little like a serial
killer. How is that? I mean,
oh, I don't know.
Yeah, you two are talking about serial killers. You're the ones you need to worry about.
Who, me?
Yeah, no Dexter here.
No, I don't.
Actually,
I don't
Dexter was the good guy serial killer.
Serial killer qualities.
Yeah, Dexter was the good guy serial. Oh, I don't know.
Single murder.
I wouldn't be surprised if you've already offed a couple of people on the roads.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah. I'm a good driver.
Well, you'd say that.
I am a good driver.
Actually, you're not. You're not. No,
yes, I am.
No, driving with you was like a horrific experience. No. It's like driving with Brent Venables. No, you're actually, yes, it is.
No.
You're actually not a good driver, but
there are
yeah.
certain things about my driving that I could explain that I won't.
Okay, yeah, well, I understand that. Bayou Tiger Walt, he says, Walt, you're not alone. I can do that too. Okay. So maybe it's just people named Walt and Allie.
Walt and Allie. Yeah. We love Allie.
Just Walt's and Allie.
I wonder if Allie's listening. Yeah. Hey, Allie, we love you.
But so Bayou Tiger Wall, he says, he does it too. So that's the next thing I need to know.
Starting to admit that they do it.
Right,
see, nobody's ever talked about it.
Right, the couple
this
people.
This is like a group.
Yeah, clandestine club.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the few people have written to say you can do it too, and that you do it too. Have you ever spoken to anybody like a professional about how it's possible? Like that's what I'm really interested in. How is it possible? Because it logically, as a reasonably intelligent person, that makes no sense to me. But it does. So it happens. Tess said, "Can you teach my wife?"
Oh man, people, you can text that.
Texas said, don't believe them, Walt. They just want to be cool like you. LOL.
Oh, yeah. You don't know for sure that they do this.
That's true. That's true. We really have no evidence about any of you people.
This is something really unique that we'll say that we do. Go around saying, yeah, me and Walt, we can predict time.
Sean says, clock savant. That's right. Texas says, body clock. Yeah, but how? How while you're sleeping...
What if you have to get up? That's different because what if you have to get up at different times? Because I wake up about the same time every day, but it's not.
Yeah, no,
exact.
I don't. See,
it's
I never
not
do.
Exact.
See, that's my point. I never get up at the same time. Never. I just pick a time. First of all,
Odin disagrees.
Well, there are days I don't have to pick times. Okay, so I don't worry about it at all. But any day that I need to. Get up
right,
at a particular time.
An unusual time that you don't usually
right,
get
they're
up.
Never the same time, okay?
Right.
It's never the same time.
No, I know, I understand
like
that.
It's 3 days in a row, for example. They're all completely arbitrary, random times, and each day I woke up at exactly
right.
that time with no alarm clock.
No, I get that.
No,
most people can wake up the same time every day.
Yeah, that's completely different.
Because
that's
just how your
right.
body does.
You program
like
yourself.
Like when I don't have
yeah.
to work and I wake up the same exact day, I'm really pretty... upset
right.
about that particular thing.
Right. And I get that. That's very different from what I'm talking about here in terms what happens with whatever happens with me. And even the body clock thing, how can it track time? And plus, you get up to go to the bathroom or something, wouldn't your body clock stop tracking the time? I don't know. I don't know. What?
Well, time is still going on.
Well,
I
get that. I don't.
It's still the same.
I still don't know how my body clock can completely and with 100% accuracy track the time
Maybe
while I sleep.
Maybe there's a little brain cell in your head that is only used for that, and you use it for that.
Maybe. I don't know. It's very strange.
And it's sitting there, and it's going, tick-tock, tick-tock.
Yeah, and I've done this forever. I mean, this is the first time I've ever mentioned it publicly. I don't know. Somehow I wound up talking with Allie Haley one time about it, and she said she does the exact same thing. And she's the only person until this moment that ever told me that she does it too. And it just doesn't seem like there's any logic to it, but it's a fact. Hey, let me tell you about my friends at Underdog. Get in on all the MLB action with Underdog. Of course, Major League Baseball resumes on Friday. I will be on Underdog then. The MLB season, knock it out of the park on Underdog. Underdog's a leading place to make all of your sports picks, and you can play now in South Carolina. Underdog is incredible. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be next? Their app has over 100K five-star reviews and millions of players to play. All you have to do is download the app, choose whether the player will go higher or lower on one of their stats. You can choose some things like home runs, strikeouts, so much more. Playing on Underdog is easy. Just download the app, then pick higher or lower on player stats like assists, points, steals, and more. Once your picks feel good, you can play with as little as a dollar. If you get everything right, you can win up to 1,000 times your money. This is Underdog. I don't have any plays yet for Friday. I'm sure there's stuff up already. I need to take a look at it. But I have a little bit of time, so I will report back to you tomorrow with some Underdog plays. Hey, download the Underdog app. Sign up now with promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, one word, to unlock a special offer of up to $1,000 in bonus funds when you make your first deposit. That's promo code ROADRAGE. Must be 18+, present in South Carolina, Wisconsin, or North Dakota. Terms apply. See underdogfantasy.com/web/deposit-match-terms for details. Consider with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Quick break.
Hey, hon, what's a Vermeer?
Really? Come on, everybody knows that. Vermeer builds vacuum excavation equipment that's changing how underground utility construction is done from right here in Greenville. Soft dig trenchless innovation that can expose underground utility lines without harming them, leaving a softer environmental impact than harsher, more traditional digging methods.
Whoa, you're smart.
Yep, everybody knows that too.
Visit Vermeer.com/dig to see what everyone's talking about.
At Lake Kiwi Ford and Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, we offer transparent pricing. You get the manufacturer's rebate, you get the dealer discount, you get every available discount, military, college grad, subprime credit. If there's a discount you qualify for, we'll find it and give it to you. That's how Lake Kiwi guarantees you get the best price. And that's why if you buy somewhere else, you're gonna pay too much. So come see us, we're on Highway 123 between Seneca and Clemson, and always open at lakekiwiautogroup.com.
See dealer for details.
Did you hear that? Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford offer transparent pricing, meaning you get every available discount. And right now, the discounts are huge because at Lake Kiwi, it's the final days of employee pricing for everyone. You pay what the factory worker pays, not a penny more. And the best part, with Lake Kiwi's transparent pricing, you see all of the savings. So go see the team at Lake Kiwi. They're on Highway 123 between Seneca and Clemson and always open at lakekiwiautogroup.com.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. We'll help you raise money for your club, church, or group of worthy cause. Sell Krispy Kreme Donuts. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Tired of the same old look? Want to get a fresh, stylish haircut for the summer? Rooster's Grooming is the place to be. With highly skilled barbers and a comfortable, relaxed environment, Rooster's Grooming offers a unique grooming experience that's second to none. Whether it's a classic cut or a modern style, their team can make it happen. So why wait? Get your summer haircut at Rooster's Grooming. Make an appointment today by calling 864-884-8920. Rooster's Grooming, where style meets tradition.
Warm weather offers a great opportunity to get creative in your kitchen and your backyard as you're preparing meals for your family, friends, and neighbors. And nothing makes your creativity more enjoyable than the selection of ingredients you'll find at your neighborhood Ingles Market. From hand-cut steaks to seafood, locally grown fruits and vegetables from right here in the Carolinas. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, dinner, or a weekend cookout, rely on your local Ingles to have what you need. If you're on your way to the beach or the mountains, use your Ingles Advantage card to save on fuel purchases before you hit the road. Shop your Ingles Pharmacy to save on prescriptions. If you're having a family get-together or a reunion, have the Ingles Deli create a custom platter for you. The Ingles Floor Department has beautiful arrangements to accent your home and your table. So take it from me, you'll find everything you need at your local Ingles. Low prices, love the savings.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, let's talk ED, because millions of men experience it, but not everyone can access or afford treatments like Viagra. Well, Hims can help. Through Hims.com, you can get a full range of treatment options for ED, including daily or as-needed meds, through a 100% online process. It all starts with an online intake form. Get started at Hims.com/joy, and from there, a medical provider licensed in your state will determine if ED treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. Find the ED treatment that fits your needs with options up to 95% less than the brand names. Millions of men experience ED, but Hims can help. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to Hims.com/joy. That's Hims.com/joy for your free online visit. Hims.com/joy.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
You've got questions, we've got answers. Get your questions in daily on the Adams & Co. Roofing text line at 654-ROAR. We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
I'm the show in San Antonio, the middle of the rodeo. Daddy's hand that you used to hold when you walked back to the car. I'm a sound of the county fair, Ferris wheel kisses high up in the air. A sip of brandy when your soul is bare and you need to share your heart. I'm the words that'll hit you, that'll get you where you're going so you never go there alone. I'm the melody glued to the memory that you can't shake when it comes on. I'm the part of you that you listen to riding in the radio all night long. I'm a song. Oh, oh, I'm a song.
So good. Waltham Tula Road Rage, we are back. Lots to get to. You can get in if you want. 654-7627. We will, obviously you spent much of the first 2 hours on Clemson football in one fashion or another. A lot of talk about the Clemson offense in hour number one, based on the interview that Kwok did with Tyler Grisham and Garrett Riley, and then that carried into hour number two, and then a lot of Lane Kiffin talk in hour number two. Tomorrow we'll focus maybe on Clemson's offensive line. Focus on one of these areas a day as we continue to discuss all the college football as the season quickly approaches. So we'll have lots to get to tomorrow in relation to Clemson football, and we'll continue that conversation. And by the way, your participation, you're all over the text line. You people are normally jamming up the phone lines. It's like you're taking a vacation day or something. Again, all over the text lines. But you can get in the phone lines right now if you know what you want to talk about. 654-7627. All right, Ramona, I want to take care of a couple things. First of all, let me tell you about our friends at Burn Digital. And when I say our friends, I mean us. They're the other half of us. You know us. You know the radio voices, what we do for you from an advertising standpoint. I mean, I could sell footballs for $5,000. What can I do for your business? Of course. But what you don't know is, or you may not know, is that we have another half, and that's the Burn Digital half. Your local full-service digital marketing powerhouse. We handle everything from powerful SEO to cutting-edge digital video campaigns on both the big and small screen. With services like advanced geofencing, we reach your exact local audience. Get your message seen on connected TV ads, just like the pros. We understand this market like no other, and we have the tools to make you shine. We're local. We're always going to be here for you. We're going to be in constant communication with you. Burn Digital is a proud part of the War FM family. The same quality and community commitment you know from your favorite station, you combine Burn Digital with an ad campaign on the War for the most potent marketing strategy possible. Discover how Burn Digital can make you stand out online. Go to theroarfm.com, click on the advertising tab to contact us. Trust me, you will 100% thank me later. This is the other part of advertising that's essential to your whole, to your business. And really, everybody who advertises with us is engaged in Burn Digital as well. So we are your advertising powerhouse. By all means, go to the website and hit follow the prompt. All right, Ramona, on my SEC quarterback rankings, which we did some time ago, and people have asked a lot of questions about it, run that down for me again, how I rank the SEC quarterbacks. And remember, I really do think this. Even though the league's been down the last 2 years as a whole, I think that the quarterback play in the SEC this year is truly going to be elite. I think the league has a lot of dynamic guys playing quarterback this year. I don't know how good all those teams are, but the quarterback play, I think, is going to be special in the SEC this year.
Okay, number 16 is Zach Calzada.
Yeah, except
Kentucky.
For him. Yeah, he sucks and he's old.
15 is
he's really never been good. He's played like two good games in his life, and he's still playing college football somehow, and still getting another chance to play college football. And he is the main reason why Kentucky's win total in Vegas is 4.5. That's no good. That's less than good, and that's pretty much terrible.
Okay, 15 is Joey Aguilar at Tennessee.
Yeah, assuming he's the guy, you know, we'll find out about what's going on with the BYU situation in Retzla. But for now, it's Joey Aguilar. And, you know, I don't hate Joey Aguilar. I liked him at App State. I mean, he actually has an NFL-caliber arm. There are a lot of things to like about Aguilar. I'm a little concerned about everything that's going on at Tennessee right now. I'm not all that optimistic about them. And I'm wondering about Heupel. I mean, you know, he's like trying to eat his way out of college football.
14 is Blake Shapen at Mississippi State.
I mean, Ramona, this guy didn't play college. This guy wasn't playing quarterback all that long ago. And he has ballooned up like Brett Bielema at his highest. I mean, Josh Heupel looks like he ate Dolly Parton. I mean...
Okay.
He looks very full. He looks very full. All right, what's next?
14, did you hear 14?
No.
Okay, Blake Shapen, Mississippi State.
You know, if he gets the gig, he has a chance to be fairly good statistically in that offense, and he's going to have a top-flight running back in incoming transfer, Fluff Bothwell. It's not a fluff references today.
13 is Ty Simpson in Alabama.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what you do with the Alabama quarterback situation. Obviously, whenever I did this, I didn't do much with it. Hey, Ramona, Billy Napier speaking. You think he has an open water bottle?
Ah, the water bottle guy.
You think he has an open water bottle? You think somebody opened a bottle for him? You know, Ramona.
Oh, he doesn't have one there.
Yeah.
But I bet they would if he had one.
Yeah, I'm betting that's why he doesn't have one. You know,
probably.
There are certain things.
You can't.
Yeah, there are certain things in life that you can't outrun. Like Bobby Petrino, no matter how fast that motorcycle went, he could not outrun that image of his red tar-faced acne from the road plant. That he did with the chick on the back of the bicycle.
And the neck collar.
Yeah, and the neck collar. Yes, the neck collar that will live in infamy. I mean, you can't outlive that. And from a Billy Napier standpoint, no matter whether he has success or not, he's never going to be able to outlive the fact that he could not open a water bottle on national TV.
He should have just acted like he really didn't want it. You know, after the first try, you couldn't get it open. Just put it down and go, oh, well, I don't want to.
We still need an answer for that. I mean, what is the answer for that?
Somebody glued it.
But there are 8 million water bottles back here. John Height brings case after case.
Oh, yeah, I open case. Water bottles
right,
about every day.
Right. You open water bottles every single day. You do. You're what height? Yeah. You're what height?
5'6",
and you're like 110. And she opens water bottles.
I have a water bottle all by myself.
Right, every day with no problems. Never a problem. Never a second never a second to lie. But Billy Napier stood there an entire press conference and couldn't open a water bottle.
Not the bad part. The bad part is he didn't quit and get over it and stop trying.
But so again, how?
Filming it.
How is it possible? Okay, I know what you're saying, but I'm that's not my question. My question is, how is it possible? Did he get the only water bottle on Earth that the top was melted
seal.
Into the bottle?
Yeah, that particular bottle, the seal was melted together.
Did some Billy Napier hater intentionally?
That's what I was thinking.
Intentionally melt his water bottle? Gorilla glue his water bottle? I mean,
some strong, really. They took a vice and they closed it. So
I don't. It would be out of round then. And did Napier ever address, I wonder if he ever addressed that after the incident occurred.
He probably addressed it in the way of who that messed up my water bottle so that I couldn't open it.
Well, I mean, that's our assumption. I mean, you know, it's, could he have been, is he dumb enough to have been turning it the wrong way?
Oh.
No. That would be an answer, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Maybe the most likely answer, as a matter of fact, that he was trying to open the bottle in the wrong direction.
Oh, no.
Yes.
You open bottles.
Now
all
that
the
I think
time.
About it, that's.
Everything you open is always open for this in the same direction.
He was under pressure of the press conference. Maybe that was it. That actually makes the most logical sense.
On. Everything in life opens in the same direction.
Well, no, because the water valve I have for my refrigerator, which has been leaking water.
Oh, yeah, that thing sprayed on you.
Right, sprayed all over me.
I like that video.
Everything said, you know, the valve turns clockwise. Well, mine didn't. Mine went the opposite way.
It said that it turned the other way, but it didn't.
Well, that's what everything says about turning it off. In any case, Billy Napier and the mystery of the water bottle still unsolved today. I'm that's what I'm going with, Rona. I'm going with he was. I need to actually watch the video again to see which way he's turning it.
And it seems like he's having his own private hell, but he's on national TV or whatever on his press conference, and he doesn't even know where he is anymore because he wants to open this bottle because he should have just put it down.
Well, no,
that's what he should have done.
Look,
it's
too late. Once you fail, right? But once you fail on the first shot, you've already been discovered. You've already been outed.
I know, but he acted like it was his last thing he was ever gonna. If it was the last thing I ever do, I'm opening this bottle.
For a guy, Ramona, who's under a lot of pressure, a job security pressure, it's just not a good look for a head football coach to be unable to be incapable
of water bottles he found
a water
bottle everywhere he went. Water bottles.
You know people must have been torturing him.
Yeah,
I mean, absolutely.
Or you know, he'd walk by and they'd go, can you open this for me? some girl would walk by and open a water bottle in front of him.
Yeah, it must have gone on absolutely constantly. You're 100% right. Let me tell you about Nick Lavery. Hey Billy, if you want to sue somebody, call my man Nick. He might help you with the water bottle caper. 1011 Tiger Boulevard, Suite 500 by Mellon Mushroom in Clemson. Do you need someone who knows the law and will be on your side? Billy wants to sue the water bottle manufacturer and the TV broadcaster and the person who brought him the bottle. All of them.
Some poor intern on the bottom.
Yeah, that's right. Do you need someone who knows the law and will be on your side? That's Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney. He's here to help you get what you deserve. His office is conveniently located in Clemson at 1011 Tiger Boulevard behind Mellow Mushroom. Nick's been serving our Clemson upstate community for more than 25 years. His areas of practice include DUI. Been charged with a DUI. It's a devastating event. It can disrupt your entire life. Being charged doesn't mean you're guilty. It means you're going to have to go to court and face the charges. Look, that's the reality of it. You're going to need a quality South Carolina DUI lawyer to protect your rights and your future. Boat, car, motorcycle accident, you've been injured in any sort of accident, it's time to call Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, to evaluate your case. The consultation, the phone call are completely free. You've been through enough. It's important to take action as soon as possible. Wrongful death, if your family's faced with the decision to file a wrongful death lawsuit, it's important to know exactly what you need, how to get what you deserve. Look, if your loved one dies due to the negligence of someone else, it's time for justice. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will make sure you get justice. And finally, parenting is hard. It's even harder when your child tells you they're in trouble with the law. What should you do next? You should call Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney. He's here to help you. Nick and his legal team, the best. Know all the best options to help defend and protect your child and their future. Whether it's a DUI, minor in possession, public disorderly conduct, fake ID, Nick Lavery is here to help you and your child. For your free consultation, call 864-654-3680, 864-654-3680, or visit online, nicklaverylaw.com, nicklavery, L-A-V-E-R-Y, law.com. You know, among other football topics tomorrow, at some point we'll get into some more NFL. We have divisions to conquer. Also, I've been carrying this around with me. I actually did this several weeks ago. I evaluated the toughest, what I think are the toughest schedules in America, and I came up with all of the top, the most difficult schedules in America, and I ranked at least 10. I may have had a tie at 10, but I ranked at least 10, and we'll talk about who actually has the most difficult schedule in the country. And by the way, it's notable that there's no Ole Miss on this list, Lane Kiffin. Quick break.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go, and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
No one wants it to happen to them, but unfortunately, chances are good that at some point, it'll happen to you. Roof troubles. It's one of the most important parts of your biggest investment. So when you need repairs or a new installation, you need someone who you can trust to get the job done right. You need Joe Robertson & Son Roofing.
As a family-owned and operated roofing company since 1965, Joe Robertson & Son have built a reputation for quality craftsmanship. It's why thousands of upstate home and business owners have chosen them for their roofing needs. Beyond providing quality work they're proud to stand by, Joe Robertson & Son Roofing also takes a client-first approach to their job. That means quality roofing, fair pricing, and complete customer satisfaction. Put it all together, and it's easy to see why they're the upstate's premier roofing provider.
You can't cut corners when it comes to roof repairs and installation, so go with the trusted name in the upstate. Go with Joe Robertson & Son Roofing. Get started today by visiting them online at robertsonroofing.net.
Have you been dreaming about that new deck or dock? Well, what are you waiting for? At Yoder's Building Services, we're in the business for making new deck and dock dreams come true. From Yellowwood brand pressure treated pine to TimberTech composite and PVC decking, we've got the best materials for any outdoor living project. Whether you're a contractor or doing it yourself, at Yoder's Building Services, we'll help you every step of the way. Yoder's Building Services, where quality is a way of life. Visit us at goyoders.com.
Get ahead of HVAC headaches by scheduling your home's regular heating and cooling system tune-ups with the experts at Heavenly Air of the Upstate, your local Lennox dealer. Your air is worth the care. Regular preventive maintenance from Heavenly Air of the Upstate will ensure your home's HVAC system is running efficiently. Catch any minor problems before they become major and ensure your home's air is the best quality for you and your family. Visit heavenlyaire.com to schedule your home's next heating and cooling system tune-up. Dealer license number RHB 587.
For a move that's as smooth as it is affordable, trust Tiger Moving Company. Our team of highly trained professionals is dedicated to providing extraordinary customer service, making your transition stress-free. Recognized with multiple awards, we are Greenville's top choice for reliable moving services. Don't let moving be a hassle. Visit our website, tigermovinggreenville.com, or call 908-9028 today to experience the Tiger difference. Tiger Moving Company, where your move is our mission.
The only place for sports talk of the upstate is right here, every day. We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it, but then I know it's growing strong. Hands, touching hands, reaching out.
You know, my texter just sent me something from MLB. It's a muscular fan has trouble opening bottle. A Cena-looking type who could not open a water bottle. He's in the stands at a baseball game. He could not open a water bottle. Now maybe he was turning it the wrong way. I don't know. I would need to go back, and it just flipped over. Let me just see. Let me see this one more time. See whether we can tell. Okay, he's turning it. I've got to turn around. He is turning it. Okay. I'm going to put this cap back on this bottle. All right, and to open it, I'm turning it this way, and you can't see any of this on radio. I know this is great radio.
No, but you're doing the experiment.
Yeah, I'm doing an experiment. That's exactly right. So he's turning it. He's trying to turn it this way. No, he's trying to turn it the correct way. Okay, so this guy's trying to turn it the correct way, and
he's not.
And he cannot open the water bottle. He eventually gives it back to the attendant. Because he cannot open the water bottle.
The attendant opened it for him.
We don't see any of that. I can't say that. But now Mr. Fender says, "Well, I once saw Roland Gardner of Greco-Roman wrestling fame, and remember, we know who Roland Gardner is. He pulled the greatest wrestling upset as a 400-pound fat man. He pulled the greatest wrestling upset in all of wrestling history." And beat maybe the most physically dominant wrestler in the history of the planet. He was on his last legs, but that's what Roland Garner did. So he said, "Well, I once saw Roland Garner," and Mr. Fender's a ex-wrestler, "of Greco-Roman wrestling fan destroy an entire vending machine at the Olympic Training Center in Colorado Springs when he couldn't open a bottle of water. Coincidentally, it was also an Aquafina bottle, just like Billy Napier couldn't open. And when I say destroy, I mean he recycled the whole vending machine." So wow. Roland Garner attacked a vending machine for not being able to open an Aquafina bottle of water. Now, let me add this. I have referenced the gazillion bottles of water that we keep in the back on a constant basis. We always have cases and cases of water. Everybody here drinks water all day long. There are these cases of water are all Aquafina. All right? They're all Aquafina.
Yes.
And never once has anybody here been incapable of opening any of those bottles of water. Never. It's not happened.
Okay, so it can't be that.
Right. It's not happened one time ever. And let me go a little further. These Aquafina bottles, they're made, the plastic weight on those Aquafina bottles, you don't need to worry about plastic contamination with those bottles because there's no friggin' plastic.
The plastic on them is thin.
Right. The bottles won't even stand up straight because the plastic is so thin. I mean, Roland Garner should have been able to just rip the whole bottle in half if he wanted to, because the bottle is like comprised of nothing. I could twist that bottle in half right now if I had one. I actually have a heavy glass bottle, but we drink Aquafina. That's what we drink. No one's ever, we've opened thousands of these bottles. Thousands. Ask poor John Ide. He lugs them in all the time. You know, we've opened thousands of these bottles. No one has ever been incapable of opening one of them. So these people just get the only Aquafina bottles in the world that for some reason don't open. They're like a solid. I don't know. I just don't know. That's wrong. That's wrong, Texter 230. That Mets slander will not be tolerated. That Mets slander will not be tolerated. That's 100% wrong. What is this? Texter said a grocery store is not carrying Aquafina anymore. A company quit distributing because there's no profit even after going to saran wrap bottles. Saran wrap bottles. That's pretty much it, Ramona. They're sort of saran wrap bottles. I mean, the bottles, half of them don't even stand up straight. You know, I don't know. I really don't know. I had a couple people writing me and say Napier was trying to turn it the wrong way, but now they're writing me back saying no, they looked at it again and Napier was trying to turn it the correct way. So I'm trying
to give him an out, and it's just not working.
Yeah, you really have to wonder whether somebody did that intentionally to Napier. That's what I'm saying. Somebody who did. It had to be some sort of sabotage, yeah, you know, some internal sabotage. Nah, I don't think that's a good joke, you know.
Oh, I don't either. He's up at the podium and everybody's filming.
To your head football coach? Yeah. I think that would be a joke that would get you excommunicated from the planet.
That's what I would think.
Like maybe just killed, period. Yeah. You embarrass the football coach to that degree? Yeah. No, it's going to be somebody internal who hated Napier. That's what I'm guessing. Somebody who wanted Napier gone. That's my best guess now. I've abandoned the turn the wrong way thing. I've abandoned the turn the wrong way.
Oh, you mean they wanted him gone? You think they wanted him gone because of his record?
Right. Hated him, wanted him gone, wanted him fired, and so came up with a way to sabotage him.
Well, he's still there.
He is still there. So there'll be other unopened bottles in the near future. All right, Ramona, let's get back to the SEC quarterbacks. We're not tomorrow. In addition to all this other conversation, I'm going to tell you, in my view, which teams actually have the 10 toughest schedules in the country. You know what? Let me see. Do I have any ACC teams on this list? No, I don't have any ACC teams. I do have some SEC teams, but I don't think that proves Napier's point. Actually, the two teams that I have, one and two, are both Big Ten teams. So we'll talk more about that tomorrow. Let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing. Gilstrap's been covering the upstate for four generations. They're the most experienced. They're the best ratings and reviews. Gilstrap Roofing is the upstate's go-to for quality roofs, storm damage, roof replacement, roof repair. They do it all. They work with an experienced team of roofers who specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofs for residential, commercial, industrial customers. Gilstrap's dedication to complete customer satisfaction is the reason why a large portion of our business comes from previous customers and referrals. They're the best. They've been the best for nearly 100 years. Gilstrap works alongside you and your insurance company to help streamline the claims process. Look, let me tell you about the Gilstrap difference. And by the way, every 10 years they save Ramona's bacon too. Serving the upstate since 1935. That's just insane. Family owned and operated across four generations. Four generations. Also insane. A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. That's astonishing. All this time, A+ rating. Fully licensed, bonded, insured, full-service roofing contractor, extensive experience with hail damage and wind damage claims, GAF Master Elite Certified, gives the option to upgrade your warranty. Like and follow Gilstrap Roofing on Facebook and Instagram for a chance to win their monthly giveaway. I promise you won't want to miss out. Call today, 864-269-1232, 864-269-1232, and visit them online, gilstrapproofing.com, gilstrapproofing.com. By the way, Ramona, our $500,000 winner in the rub off lottery tickets called me at home last night, and I reminded he and his lovely wife how great of friends we are. Yes, I reminded them that that Ramona and I are your best friends. Never forget that. We've always been your best friends. We've been there through thick and thin, or at least thin. And we just want you to keep that in mind. We want you to keep that in mind, you know, in your considerations of of how you're going to blow $500,000. Well, it's not $500,000 now, because apparently when you win, the first thing you do, Ramon, is you go down to Columbia and they take they don't ask about the taxes. They take 150 out. When you win 500,000, they take 150 out as soon as you get there. You like walk in the door and they give me 150. So you get 350 and like it. So yeah. But, you know, hey, it's better than what you had. Yeah. It is.
Yeah, take
it's ridiculous, but it's better than what you have. You should get it all. Now, this taxation thing, we need another tea party. This taxation thing has gotten far out of control. Another tea party. All right, Ramona, go ahead.
13, Ty Simpson, yeah. Alabama.
Yeah, I'm not feeling all warm and fuzzy about Alabama's quarterback situation. I'll ask the same question that Spurrier did about Texas. If Ty Simpson's all that, how could he not beat out the Jalen Milroe that we watched play last year? I mean, if he's that good, then he should have beat out that Jalen Milroe, that's for sure, because that Jalen Milroe was pretty friggin' awful. I mean, great athlete, but was, you know, pretty awful as a quarterback. So, and it didn't get better, it got worse. The Oklahoma game was just an abomination. All right.
12, Bo, I can't say his name.
Well, you have to. Prabula.
Prabula.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You're
okay.
Close enough.
Missouri. I'll get that right.
You know, the former Penn State backup, now at Missouri, a good athlete, played really well. I think in the Minnesota game is the game that he replaced Drew Aller when Aller got hurt and played really well. Delivered the victory when a game that Penn State was in trouble with.
11 is Gunnar Stockton.
By the way, I always sort of wonder if Prabula had been available for the playoffs. I said this before the playoff. Was his loss significant? Because he was playing every game. You know, there were some run packages in for him, and he was playing a role in most games. I think he would have certainly played a role against Notre Dame. I don't think there's any question. So that loss of Prabula may well have cost Penn State at least that game.
11, Gunnar Stockton, Georgia.
See, this is my point. That's partly why I wanted to look at this. I knew I couldn't have Gunnar Stockton any higher than 8 or 9 just off the top of my head, and I had him 11. And like I said, I don't think he's better than the people who are in front of him, but he doesn't have to be better than the people in front of him. All he has to be is a leader for Georgia, because Georgia's football team is better than most of the other teams. So he just has to be the best quarterback that he can be at Georgia. All right.
10 is Jackson Arnold, Auburn.
Yeah, again, Jackson Arnold's a five-star guy. I think he's going to play well for Hugh Freeze and Auburn, but this is the nature of the quarterback playing the SEC this year. It's just really, really good.
9 is Marcel Reed, Texas A&M.
You know, I think Reed's going to play pretty well. I think this is going to be his first full year as a full-time starter, and he's got a loaded backfield, assuming they stay out of prison.
8 is Diego Pavia.
Well, he would disagree with that, and maybe he's right. Diego Pavia already proclaiming that he returned to Vanderbilt to win the national championship.
7 is Austin Simmons, Mississippi.
Of Ole Miss. Yeah, I hate that I picked anything Ole Miss, but I do like Simmons. I think he's talented. 6'4 lefty. He played really well against Georgia when Dart went out.
Taylen Green, Arkansas.
At what number?
6.
You know, it's funny because I later moved Taylen Green way up my national rankings too. I think Taylen Green's a freak. I think he has potential to be a round one quarterback. The only thing that worries me is the rest of that team. The only thing that worries me, Ramon, is the rest of that team.
No big deal.
The only thing. Yeah. Just the rest of the team. Just that one little thing. The rest of the team is what worries me. Yeah, I sound like that guy who was writing that piece the other day for the four letter, for ESPN. I'm very high on Taylen Green. I think he's a super freak, and I think you're going to see better consistency from him this year. We're obviously not even going to be able to get through this. What number was he? 6?
He's 6.
We'll tell you who the give me 5, and then we'll talk
5
about
is DJ Lagway of Florida.
Yeah, Lagway is incredibly skilled, big, athletic. Whenever he was healthy, his team looked like the best team on the field. I think that's my only question with Lagway is health. Is he truly back to health? And then the other question is he too tightly wound? Because, you know, he had that hamstring issue, and I'm a little concerned about that, whether he's going to be whether hamstring issues are going to follow him. So we'll see about that. I'll tell you the last forward tomorrow. We'll get it's going to be really all college football, maybe mixing a little NFL tomorrow. Waltip, Tulip, Road Rage, I'm done.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Trying to take down Kansas City. For the ESPN WCCP Radio Sports
FM, Beat. 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Miami, Florida. Fire. To Dallas, Texas.
I'm ready.